Hi, this is a dictation for Joan McCray. J-O-A-N-M-C-C-R-A-Y. New patient visit. Date of visit is 10-7-2032. Date of birth is 3-20-1944. The patient is referred by Dr. Melvin Murphy for pain management. Chief complaints, long-standing chronic lupus erythematosus and rheumatoid arthritis and fitting polyarthritis. Pain in the right shoulder, pain in the right thumb with a department contraction and right knee. History of presenting illness. The patient has been suffering from chronic pain since 2013 and was managed by Dr. Melvin Murphy, who is trying to retire. And he is referring all the patients of pain management to us at this time, and this patient has come for evaluation as a new patient today. Main issues are that she is suffering from severe pain in the right shoulder, right thumb, and right knee. In the knee, the pain level is around 9 to 10, right shoulder is around 9, as well as pain in the right thumb and other fingers which are in contraction is also 9. She reports that because of this issue, she is getting weakness of the right arm and she has dropped her glass, drinking glass. The pains are allegedly, they are reported to be continuous as throbbing and hot and burning, and the intensity is 9 on a scale of 1 to 10 at all time. The ADLs are affected 7. The modified factor for the pain is worsened by standing and coughing, sneezing, and relieved by medications most of the time and lying down. The patient does not describe any radiation of pain to the arms or the legs. There is no pain in the neck, mid-back, or lower back. Patient doesn't inform about any other accident, fall that may have caused the cause of pain. But she has had a history of x-rays and blood tests in the past. She reports a muscle weakness, especially on the right arm, right forearm, and maybe related to the rheumatoid arthritis or SLE, and there is a history of numbness, tingling, pins and needle of the right hand. Other than treatment with Dr. Murphy and occasional physical therapy, no injection treatment or surgical treatment have been tried. In the system review, past medical history, patient report that in the liver, in the endocrine disease, she suffers from lupus erythematosus or SLE, suffers from rheumatoid arthritis in the musculoskeleton, and no other history. In the past surgical history, she had a surgery in carpal tunnels on the right hand, with plenty of relief. Patient is not looking forward for another surgery for the right hand. In the family history, patient reports the mother has deceased from natural cause, father is deceased from natural cause, siblings are deceased from heart attack, and siblings are attached with the natural causes. The relationship status, patient has one brother and one sister, and brother is passed away due to the various arthritic issues. Relationship status, patient is married and living with the husband. Current employment, patient has health problem and has not been working for a while, but she not filed a disability. Legal history, no lawyer is present for this case. And personal history, patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. In addition, patient has sleep problem but denies any problem with the mood, depression, self-worth, concentration, or societal thought or homicidal thought. She has moderate anxiety. Regarding the ADL, patient reports that the ADLs are not significantly affected. At this time, all the ADLs are around 3 on a scale of 1 to 10. She can walk up to 2 blocks and then she runs out of breath due to the presence of lupus erythematosus. And she has ongoing allergies. And other than that, denies any lightheadedness, weakness, numbness, tingling, lethargy, fatigue, no incontinence of the bowel or urine, no sudden anesthesia, and no anxiety, depression, panic is reported. The physical examination as follows: the blood pressure is 134 over 102, and pulse is 92, pulse ox is 100, and temperature is 98.1, and respiratory rate is between, height is 5'4", weight 147. General review, this is a 78-year-old black female of a good-built, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious, sitting comfortably. Patient is well-nourished, well-hydrated, and does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, severe pain phases. There is no severe anxiety or lethargy. Patient has good attitude and demeanor, and dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well using an adaptive device cane. The rest of the physical examination will come from the template, including the neurological examination, which is normal, and musculoskeletal examination is also completely normal. Please use the template for that. The musculoskeletal examination is completely normal. Please use the template also. The examination of the right shoulder and right knee is positive, and the right hand. Other than that, there is no positive finding in extremities examination. The examination of the right shoulder joint reveals the following. On inspection, the right shoulder is appearing quite normal, with no deficit or any deformity noticed. No fracture dislocation is noticed. No contusion. And on palpation, there are no spasm or tender points noticed. And special tests are carried out. Muscle strength is poor, like 4x5. And there is a positive Hawking candidate test. The empty beer can test positive, near test positive, and speed test is positive. The pain level is around 9, with the difficulty in lifting the arm beyond 110 degrees of abduction. And the examination of the right knee reveals that the knee is appearing quite normal, with no swelling or tenderness, erythema, effusion, and no asymmetry. It doesn't feel hot or cold. There is no crepitus, grinding noise, popping noise. Range of motion is normal, 235 degrees of flexion. Collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power is 4x5. And valgus varus abnormality is not present. Anterior drawer and posterior drawer sign is positive. McMurray sign, Steinman is positive. Patellar apprehension test was positive. The examination of the right hand shows a dupuytren's contracture possibility, as the patient has a difficult time in full extension of the thumb, but this is extending to the index finger and a middle finger also. Other than that, no positive findings. Diagnosis. Hypertension 110. R26.89, weakness R53.1, chronic fatigue I'm R53.82, R26.2, Z79.891, in the CNS R51, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligament M54.0. Upper extremity, right shoulder M25.511, M75.30, M75.50, M75.110. In the right hand and wrist, M25.531, M79.641, dupuytren's contracture, I don't have the code for it, dupuytren's contracture. Carpal tunnel syndrome 56.01. Lower extremities, the right knee has the following diagnosis: M25.561, M23.202, M23.205. M22.40. In general, please also mention SLE or systemic lupus erythematosus. I do not have the diagnosis code for that. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is also from the template, including the physical therapy. The patient is being ordered a physical therapy to try for her right hand and right shoulder as well as right knee for two times per week for 8 weeks, especially for Dupuytren's contracture. If there is no relief, then the patient will be referred for surgery. Medications, non-narcotic medications are following medication are prescribed. Naproxen 500 twice a day, Prilosec 20 mg twice a day, 60 tablets for stomach protection. Naproxen is for anti-inflammatory effect. Motrin gel 3%, 200 gram for topical pain relief. For general pain relief, Tylenol codeine number 3, 50 tablets are provided for general pain relief for rest and healing and good sleep. The non-pharmacological modalities, yes, home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry is not needed. Fitness club, yes. Available MRI and other imaging records. We unfortunately have no records available from Dr. Murphy. They have been requested. And once they are available, they will be made part of the treatment plan as well. The interventional pain procedures are on hold. None is being advised. Surgical options is possible for her right hand where there is a Dupuytren's contracture if it is not relieved by regular treatment like physical therapy. Patient has been advised to soak her hand in the warm water and exercise with a softball. Neuropsych evaluation not warranted. Attended care case worker not warranted. Past medical records have been released from Dr. Murphy. Investigations. No new investigation is being ordered. And DMEs, no new DME is being ordered for the patient. Education is yes. And weight loss program is not warranted. Disability patient is partially disabled, but it has no issue here at this time. Follow-up visit in a month. Direct contact. Yes. Thank you.